Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Medet ya Seyyidi Sultan-ı Devriye, medet. Holy Prophet saying, my nation, renew your faith. Every time you remember, must renew the faith, saying, Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. This is the foundation. Now we can start putting the building on top of it. Whatever the man's faith is, whatever he believes, that's the way he should live. The man must live the way he believes. That this century, the mankind lost east, west, north, south. Because the mankind today, they don't have a strong faith, holding very tight. If some incident happens and someone says, you know, we just heard on television or somewhere that there is a great man appear in London showing so many miracles, and he is declaring that he is a prophet. And everything that you are asking him is showing miracles. Because the signs of the prophets, when they came, people, they asked them, and they show miracles. So if something happens like that today, and somebody comes and says to the people, this is what happened, either in London or in New York or somewhere, as a man appears, he has extraordinary powers in his hand, he's doing miracles, and he's saying that he's a prophet. And you have a way to reach there, to see. Now check yourself, check your heart. Would you go there to see or not? If you do, your faith is shaking like this. It is, sorry to say that, but 1.5 billion Muslims, who knows how many millions they will run there to see. Why? A man is showing miracle. Maybe he is. Allah saying to us, finish. Last prophet. He seals all the prophets. No more prophet coming until judgment day. That must be your faith. Final faith. And matter of fact, if you heard such a thing like that, you must run away. You must not even go to look at it, because the temptation of shaitan may play with your faith. Because that incident is going to happen. That is almost preparing to happen now. It is not prophets. That is, Dajjal is going to have that power. He is going to show so many extraordinary powers. So majority of the people today, they are looking for that. No safety with that. The safety is coming with the shahadat. Shahadat alone is only shahadat, is only a passport to you. Now you have to know what you have to do with that shahadat. Now you have to know what you have to do with that passport. And the Holy Prophet now, entering from there, saying to us, follow me now. Shahadat. Allah saying to us, you must have a faith. Giving shahadat. Then Allah saying to us, second, what is the principles of Islam? 5. First is shahadat. That You have to do it willingly, with a free free will. You cannot do shahadat by any force. If you're doing it with any force or anything that you are expecting to gain, your shahadat is gone. You will be considered as a munafiq, hypocrite. So the shahadat, you have to come to understanding, accepting that there is only one creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created everything and who has power on everything. And accepting all the prophets that he has sent, and accepting the seals of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasalam, that he is the last prophet. No more prophet coming, and no more books coming. Whatever is necessary for a mankind, it's sent. So now, we are looking at it from this side, and we are looking at it for Muslims. So many Muslims and so many Muslim groups running, and they saying we have to make dialogues, big dialogues with the West. We have to understand each other. We have to accept them before they accept us. And so many leaders in these days, they say, you know, there is one thing that we are together with them. They say, La ilaha illallah. And we are saying Muhammad Rasulullah. So we should put that aside a little bit to come together on that La ilaha illallah, to understand each other. Then later we bring Muhammad Rasulullah. You lost. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what is your knowledge. Doesn't matter how much you worship. Doesn't matter what kind of books you are reading. You lost. You didn't understand the key, the secret of the faith. The faith is La ilaha illallah. It's not stopping. Muhammad Rasulullah. And everything must be built on this. If you are building something on only on La ilaha illallah, one day, if you may come to understanding of Muhammad Rasulullah, then you have to bring down that building. You have to prepare the foundation again and start putting another one again. Other, because you're building now, you are building something according to your ego. You're not building something according to the rules and the laws of Allah and His Prophet, the seals of the Prophet. The nation of Muhammad, who is the nation of Muhammad? All people came after. Prophet came out saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. From that time until now, until Judgment Day, who's born in this world, they are nation of Muhammad. Nation of other prophets are coming. The man may say, I am the nation of Moses. I am the nation of Jesus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought end to that with the Muhammad alayhi wasallam. He's saying, he's the seals of the prophets. You don't need anybody else anymore. Anybody is coming after him, they are the nation of Muhammad. So now nation of Muhammad coming two category now. One, the nation who have accepted the invitation that we are giving shahadat and accepting what Prophet ﷺ brought. And the other nation is who's living now and they're not accepting the Prophet ﷺ. They are the nation of Muhammad, but they're not accepting. They are blind. They are accepting the stars, but they are not accepting the sun. All other prophets, including Jesus, Moses, Ibrahim, all other prophets, they are like the stars, comparing to a sun. Allah saying to us, Habibullah, my beloved, most beloved one, that I have created everything for his sake. And I have created Adam for his sake, Moses, Ibrahim, all other prophets, everything that is existing for his sake. So first, that's what we have to understand. When we are understanding the value, what we are having now, now we're going to run, now we're going to be alert, now we're going to be strong to try to protect that faith. Not just, it's okay, I am giving shahadat, but I am living as I like. You cannot. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you call yourself. You can live in America or China, doesn't matter. Giving shahadat, meaning you are submitting yourself now, finish. You are giving submission to Allah and His Prophet's orders. You cannot live as you like. If you're still claiming that, there is something wrong with your shahadat. You are not really believing in the shahadat. Because the shahadat is first is ordering to us, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. We are accepting Islam. What is Islam? Everyone's mouth like chewing a gum. Everyone, Islam, terrorist religion. Yeah. They say that they have an aim. They have an agenda. That's why they say that. Muslims, they are sleeping. And they don't want to wake up. Not only they are sleeping, they are feeling ashamed to say to them, my name is Ahmed, or Mehmet, or Muhammad. They are feeling ashamed. Muslim. They know how to be proud with everything else. But they are not proud with that to say, yes, I am Muslim. I am the best of the nation. Because Muslims, they don't know their book. They read the book, but they don't know. Because Allah is saying to us in that book, to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and his nation, they are the best of the nation. And they are the nation of intercession. They are going to give intercession to other nations. They are the nation of witness. They are going to be witnessing in the judgment day. Allah is going to look at those ones who's saying and who's living according to Islam, saying, where are the witnesses? When Christians and Jews and all others that they coming forward trying to claiming something, and even Isa alayhi salam when he's coming to the judgment day and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioning him, saying, are you the one who's saying to these people that you are the Lord, or you are the Son, or you are the Father? He's going to say, no, Ya Rabbi, it is known to you that it's not me. I didn't say that to them. But after I left them, you took me away, they started slandering me with that. And Allah asking him, do you have any witness? You are saying, millions are claiming that you say to them, and you are saying that you didn't say that to them. Do you have any witness? And he will say, yes, Ya Rabbi. Witness is Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and his nation. And the Quran is the witness. Now understanding the value, now understanding what Allah had granted us with, that is enough. Just to know that, and if you're suffering all your life until judgment day, that is enough. Because after judgment day, everything is opening to a believer. But we have to know what is the value. If we're running after the dirtiness of the dunya, if we are running after to the cars, to the house, and to those things that the Western people, they put it in nice ambalage, carton boxes, packages. What a beautiful thing, yeah, running after. If you are running after that, you're running after dunya. You are giving value to dunya. You are giving value to this world that your Lord, our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us, I have not given value to this world. The muchest value that I have given to one mosquito wing. Allah. One mosquito. Mosquito has four wings. Allah is not giving value to this world and everything that the man today is holding as a treasure. Much is value that he is giving to that mosquito wing. How are you going to be a believer? How are we going to be a believer? Believing in Allah and His Prophet. Believing in Judgment Day. Believing in Amantu. Billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi. Wal yamil ahiri bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. If we believe that, how are we going to give this much value to this world? If we believe that, and if we believe that Allah is the supreme ruler, how are we going to run after so much to this nonsense? And how many of them, they catch this world that they're running after? Show me one. Not 1,000. Not 1,000,000. Show me one that catch this world and claim to say that it's mine. Alexander the Great, Büyük İskender, ruled the whole world. He passed away from this world when he was 35 years of age. People, they reaching to 35 years of this age in these days, and they're not even considering in these days that they are mature men anymore. He passed and he gave order saying to them, he knew what was happening to him. He said, I'm going to pass soon. When I die, cover all my body and keep my hands out from the coffin. And keep me right in the middle of the palace and call my nation, everyone, to come to visit me, passing. And they're going to ask. They're going to see that unusual way. They're going to see that my hands out and say to them, Alexander is going out from this world empty hand. He ruled the world, but he's going out from this world with an empty hand. So if we don't know the value of this world, and if we are giving value to this world, easy, shaitan is going to fool us. Very easy. We cannot escape. You can call shahada as much as you want that time. If you are giving value to the world, then shaitan is going to find ways to fool us. But in your book, if you are giving value to Allah and to His Prophet and to your religion and to your akhirat, love of dunya is going to go out from your life. You're going to live in dunya, of course. We cannot escape. Allah sent us to live here. And Allah prepared everything for us to live in it. He prepared the dunya first. Later He sent us as of guests, saying, go and live there. Take the benefits while you are living, but don't put it in your heart. And the Holy Prophet saying to us, don't run to take too much from this world. Take it much as the need of a traveler. How much the traveler needs, take it that much. And to know that you are traveling only one day, take it that much. Don't burden yourself with the heavy loads. Don't have so much big plans that you're going to reach and to aim and to hold this world. No way. The ones that they are holding in their hand, they will destroy the world, not to give to anybody else anyway. That's what they're doing. All wars and all fights is for them. For this dunya. Who's going to rule it? Nothing else. Escape from it. Only way to escape from that, you must escape from dunya to Mevla. You must escape from this world to Ahiret. You must escape from the wrong teachings of the world to the right teachings of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. You must not talk Shariat. Shariat is a knowledge. You may read that knowledge. You must find tariqat to take that knowledge and to apply to your life. You cannot apply what is saying in the book, taking it and to putting it in your life. You need a guide. You need someone to show you where to put it and how to put it and when to put it. That's what we need. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ saying to us, or some may say, as they always say, Sheikh, you are against the knowledge? Other way around. Holy Prophet giving us two hadiths about that. He's saying to us, the knowledge, it is a lost treasure of a believer. Whatever he founds that, he will take. That kind of knowledge, Holy Prophet is talking to us about today's technology. Today's lifestyle with the people running Muslim countries, Muslims, they running to build factories and trying to reach. They already reached the peak of that knowledge. You cannot catch them. The computers, they already built. You cannot build no more factories to make money. You can only copy them. They don't give you the book. You're not even knowing how to use the computers. They don't send you the teachers. You're not knowing how to use it. They're running to build machineries to destroy the world. Planes, this and that. You're buying machineries from America. If they're not giving you the code numbers for that planes, you cannot use it. You cannot use it correctly. And they're not giving it. They're not giving it to any nations. Turks, they're buying. They're not able to use it correctly because they're not giving them the code numbers. Is there intelligence? Of course it's not. How are you going to give a machinery to them that you built and they're going to buy later, they're going to come to destroy you with that? And they're running. And everyone saying, oh, we must support this country, that country, because we have to have also nuclear bomb. What are you going to do with it? To destroy the world? Leave it to them? The Ottomans, they knew how to build it. They didn't. The Ottomans, they didn't concentrate on that nonsense. They concentrated on how to prepare food and eat properly, and to have power, and to stand on prayers. What they did? They lost. They ruled the whole world. They were bowing down in front of them. Yes. They didn't have to send army. They didn't have to do nothing. Just one letter they were sending it to different kings. And they say, yes, master, as you like. Because you are the ruler. Why? Why they did that? Because they were holding the most beloved one in very high station. They were holding the Holy Prophet alayhi wasalam in high station. They say everything circling around him. If we show proper love, proper respect to this one, we will become beloved to the owner of this one and our own. And Allah make them, Allah give them the power. What happened to us? Yes, everyone coming saying, whatever happened to us, yes. Don't you know? Turn your head and look to history. You will find whatever happened to us. Read the history. You don't have to read the history of Islam. Read the history that they put in front of you. If you are a wise man, you will understand whatever happened to Islam. However we have destroyed, however we have separated, and we are start separating nationalities and our race. No. Holy Prophet came to make us to understand that we are one nation. And America saying to you that we are one nation under the God. That's what Islam was saying. We are one nation. Under the flag of Islam. One nation. We turn around. We got fooled by them. The problem is, we're still not waking up to see that we got fooled by them. And we're still running after. What you going to catch? Nothing. We're just destroying ourselves, our own children. So Holy Prophet saying to us, did he separate us from them? He says, no, you can go, you can work with them. Whatever they built, you can take it from them. How much is that telephone that you use? $100? The technology in your hand for $100. You don't have to build factory to spend $100 million or several billion dollars to have the technology. They're building it. You're buying it with $100. From where are we going to get the money? Well, the secret is there. All nations, the Islamic nations, they're sitting on top of the treasures. All the treasures, they're coming out from the Muslim nations. But the Muslims are sleeping. Not sleeping, everyone. No. The general public is sleeping. They are leaders, they sold themselves to others. And they're giving everything. Some cheap money. We must wake up. How are we going to do that? Running to say, everyone say, educate, we must educate? Yes. Educating where? In Darwin schools? In these schools that are teaching people that you are from Darwin and you are from monkey? That's what Mr. Darwin is saying. That's what all this education is built on. From kindergartens to universities. On theories. Not in a faith. Then Holy Prophet saying to us another hadith, saying the knowledge, even if it's in China, go and seek that knowledge. That knowledge that Holy Prophet talking is not the knowledge of the technology or medicine or science. That is Sohbet associations, tariqat. That is the knowledge. He is giving sign to us, saying to us that China, people only know that time, the farthest distant was China. Saying even if you have to go that distant to learn that knowledge, the knowledge that is teaches you who you are and who's your Lord is. Go and seek that knowledge. Doesn't matter where. Go there. China. America. Here. There. That is showing to us that yes, two countries that they pulled the flag of Islam centuries. One is Hijaz, Saudi Arabia, Middle East, yeah? They were holding the flag of the Prophet. And the second, today is Turkey, Ottoman Empire, ruling from Istanbul. In that two nations that they are ruling, they were ruling the world, today this knowledge is forbidden. Tariqat is forbidden. If three people comes together, four people comes together in those two nations, and they start talking about Allah and His Prophet, in very short time, you're finding the Secret Service police everywhere coming, and in short time later, arresting those people. What is it that they're talking? Trying to understand their prophet and trying to live according to that. They don't want that, because this nation that time, they will learn. Yes, they will educate themselves that time. And when they educate themselves, they will have a role model, and the role model will be Ebu Bekir Siddiq, Ömer radiyallahu anh, Osman, Ali, Hasan, Hüseyin, Zübeyir, Talha, all this, they will be their role models. Muslims, they're not even knowing their name anymore. They left everything to us. We are not knowing their name. Yeah. Who's our role models? The Westerners. And if you're saying otherwise, come to me after the sohbet and I will prove to you what is your knowledge and who's your role model. So we must wake up. And this kind of association is not too much anymore. And people, they're not running because of their ego. It is very hard for ego to say, sit and listen. Ego says, live your life. You are free. Don't you see you are in America free? Freedom anymore. Leave the freedom. No more freedom. Every day that more running more free, they running into more mess. Iraqis, they wanted freedom. They got freedom. Afghanis, they wanted freedom. They got freedom. All those nations, they running for freedom. They got freedom. Good freedom. And more waiting for them now. The bills are rising. If you don't know, just calculate. America is spending $10 million an hour in Iraq. $10 million an hour. America is not going to pay for that. Iraqis are going to. They're putting it on the bill. Wake up. We must wake up. We must understand what is what. And whatever is for us, that's what we have to concentrate. Not to go around to make confusion to know, but what is your job? Concentrate on that. Do your job correctly, be a good one to yourself, to the people around you. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the wrong to right. That is our job in these days. These words are for believers. Those who believe in Allah and His Prophet. And in the judgment day, those who believe in Amen to Billah, it is for them. If you have any shakiness, it's not for you. Leave it to me. Inshallah, I will take the benefit from it. Ve min Allahu tevfik, hürmeti habib, hürmeti fakir. Eşhedü en la